KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic. Or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
In high school volleyball action around the area last night, Hawkeye 10 Conference play saw Creston defeat Atlantic in three straight games. 25-14, 25-18, and 25-15 were the game scores. It was Denison over Kemper Catholic, 3-2. Harlan defeating Shenandoah in three straight. Lewis Central took 3 out of 4 from St. Albert, while Red Oak swept 3 from Glenwood last night. Among Western Iowa Conference teams in action, Logan Magnolia, they beat Heartland Christian in two straight and beat West Harrison 2 in a row. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Adair Casey over Charter Oak Ute, 3-1. Bowyer Valley beating Cam, 3-0. Exira EHK swept 3 from Woodbine, and Coon Rapids Bayard won 3 in a row from Arweva last night. Also in volleyball around the region, it was Bedford topping Nottoway Valley 3-1. Carroll defeating Boone 3-2. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 3-2. Lennox downing East Union 3-2. It was Sydney over South Page in three straight. And Southwest Valley defeating Mount Air 3-1 last night. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz has not ruled out senior tackle Brandon Sheriff from this week's matchup with Iowa State. KCRG-TV reports that Sheriff underwent minor knee surgery that will keep him out a couple of weeks. At his weekly news conference, Ferentz refused to confirm that he had the procedure done.
He's day-to-day right now. He was injured Saturday, and we got a couple guys that are stiff and sore right now. We'll see how it goes.
If Sheriff can't play, then redshirt freshman Ike Butker would get the start at left tackle.
Yeah, it's football. I mean, you know, if somebody's equipment fails or injuries are part of football, next guy's got to go in and play. And that's why we practice. And, you know, whoever's in there, we got confidence they're going to do a good job.
Ferentz did acknowledge that junior defensive end Drew Ott was injured in a moped accident. Ott did need stitches, but Ferentz expects he'll be ready by Saturday.
It's a scary moment. We've had several players since I've been here involved in those. Fortunately, he's doing well. And saw him this morning. He's sore. I mentioned we got a couple guys that are sore and stiff. We're 2 games into it, so we're hoping he'll be able to play.
Ferentz says that mopeds are popular with students because parking on campus is limited, but they do not mandate that players wear helmets.
We encourage it, like any parent probably would. We're just talking in locker room. I don't know. I grew up in Pennsylvania. Back in the dark ages, they used to have it as a state law that you had to wear a helmet. That would be a great help. I don't know if I'm a real political activist, but maybe that'd be something to consider. Although I'm sure we have reasons why we don't.
Ferentz says injuries won't change how they approach the game.
Yeah, that's just part of football, you know. So I mean, we're not going to surrender if one guy goes down or if five go down. We'll keep playing. And you know, we dodged a few raindrops in 04. You know, that one comes to mind real quickly, you know, where we got wiped out at the running back position. But you find a way to win. You find a way to perform, and that's football. It's a challenge of it.
Well, the Hawkeyes threw the ball 55 times in their victory over Ball State, but Ferentz does not expect that to become the norm.
I hope not, because, I mean, if we're in the 50s, it probably means we're losing. So I hope we're not that way every week for obvious reasons, but... But we're not afraid to throw the ball, and I don't think we've ever been afraid to throw it. It's better to throw it when you feel like throwing it, and you know it's not just out of necessity.
Well, the recent history of the Iowa-Iowa State series has featured close games, and Ferentz expects this one to be no different.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of the nature of the series, and it's going to be, like I said, it doesn't seem to matter where you play the game. It doesn't seem to be a big factor. Yeah, it really comes down to which team plays the best on Saturday, and that's the challenge that's in front of both of us.
We'll have that game for you here Saturday on KJAN. 12:30 is the pregame start time, and kickoff set for 2:35 at Kinnick Stadium. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs' Jamaal Charles had 7 carries for 19 yards and 4 catches for 15 yards in a season-opening loss to Tennessee. Now, those are stunningly low numbers for the all-pro running back. His final 8 touches, they netted a whopping 11 yards from scrimmage. After the game, Charles said, "I want to see the ball more, and coach knows that." And Coach Andy Reid said Monday that not getting his biggest star the ball was negligence on his part, especially after the Chiefs gave him a 2-year, $18.1 million extension before the season. Reid said that the Titans took away much of what the Chiefs were trying to do with Charles, but he also made it clear that number 25 needs to get the ball more for the team to be successful. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Kansas City Chiefs have signed former Broncos defensive tackle Kevin Vickerson to a 1-year contract. A person spoke anonymously Tuesday because the team hadn't announced the move. Vickerson will likely start right away. The Chiefs lost defensive tackle Mike DeVito to a season-ending ruptured Achilles tendon in Sunday's loss to Tennessee. Vickerson has spent the last 4 years in Denver, making 41 starts, and will be returning there for a game with the Chiefs on Sunday. The Chiefs are still looking for a linebacker after losing Derek Johnson to his own ruptured Achilles tendon. We'll have that Chiefs-Broncos game for you Sunday here on the radio. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell did not rule out the possibility of former Ravens running back Ray Rice returning to play in the league after serving a suspension for domestic violence, but Goodell said first the league would have to be fully confident that Rice has addressed his personal issues and paid a price for his past behavior. Goodell said the league asked for but was not given that video of Rice striking his then-fiancée and that no one in the NFL, to his knowledge, had seen it before it was posted online. Nike and video game publisher Electronic Arts have severed business ties with former Ravens running back Ray Rice. That move comes a day that after Rice was let go by Baltimore and suspended indefinitely by the NFL. The Baltimore Ravens have said on Twitter that they're planning to offer an exchange for Rice jerseys. Electronic Arts says it's removing Rice from its recently released Madden NFL 15 title by an online update. The estate of the late Buffalo Bills owner Ralph Wilson has reached a definitive agreement to sell the franchise to Terry and Kim Pegula, who also own the NHL's Buffalo Sabres. That sale is subject to being approved by a three-quarters majority of the NFL's 31 owners, which is expected to come at the league meetings on October 8th. The Pegulas have committed to keeping the Bills in Buffalo. The franchise is valued at $935 million by Forbes, but the sale price is expected to exceed $1 billion. The Pegulas are nearing completion on a privately funded $172 million downtown hockey entertainment complex called Harbor Center, and that'll be adjacent to the Sabres Arena. The 32-player representatives to the union have delayed a vote on the NFL's proposal for changes to the drug policy that potentially could implement HGH testing. The players' union also is pushing for neutral arbitration in the appeals process, and they're seeking higher thresholds for positive marijuana tests. A lot more sports after this timeout.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic, or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
In baseball, Devin Mesoraco homered and drove in 3 runs, and Mike Leake pitched into the 7th inning and doubled home a run, leading the Cincinnati Reds to a 9-5 victory Tuesday night that ended their 6-game losing streak against the St. Louis Cardinals. The National League Central leaders lost for only the second time in 11 games and maintained their 4.5-game lead over Pittsburgh. St. Louis is 10-4 against the Reds and 40-25 overall in the division. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Atlanta 6-4, Philadelphia down Pittsburgh 4-3, Mets over Colorado 2-0, Miami beat Milwaukee 6-3, San Diego 6-3 over the Dodgers, and the Giants beat Arizona 5-1. Max Scherzer escaped a bases-loaded jam in the 5th, Rajay Davis and J.D. Martinez each homered, and the Detroit Tigers beat Kansas City 4-2 on Tuesday night to pull within percentage points of the Royals atop the AL Central. Scherzer allowed a run and 7 hits in 6 2/3 innings as KC was down 3-1 in the 5th when Alex Gordon's deep fly to right went just foul with 2 on. Gordon ended up walking to load the bases with 1 out, but Salvador Perez lined out and then Eric Hosmer struck out. Joe Nathan earned his 30th save in 36 chances. At Kansas City's Jason Vargas allowed 4 runs in 5 1/3 innings. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Minnesota beat Cleveland 4-3, Tampa Bay 4-3 over the Yankees. Baltimore beat Boston 4-1. It was the Angels over Texas 9-3. Oakland topping Chicago 11-2. Houston edged Seattle 2-1. One interleague game saw Toronto beat the Chicago Cubs 9-2. Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia could miss the rest of the season with soreness in his left hand and left wrist. Boston manager John Farrell says Pedroia has been bothered by the ailment since mid-season, and an MRI on Tuesday showed increased inflammation. In 135 games, Pedroia is batting .278 with 7 homers and 53 RBIs. Last season, he had .301 with 9 homers and 84 RBIs before undergoing off-season surgery on his left thumb. Washington Nationals slugger Ryan Zimmerman, hoping to return before the end of the regular season, took on-field batting practice Tuesday for the first time since injuring his right hamstring in July. Zimmerman said a recent MRI was encouraging. He said he's been able to run at about 50-60% of full speed. Major League Baseball has sent a memo to teams clarifying this year's experimental rule intended to limit collisions at home plate, saying that runners should not be called safe if the ball clearly beats them. And in racing news, Stewart Haas Racing has given Kevin Harvick the crew from Tony Stewart's 2011 championship in a move to strengthen Harvick's title chances in his first year with the team. Harvick has been critical of the number four team's pit stops this season and said after Saturday night's regular season finale that it had to be addressed for him to have a shot at the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship that starts Sunday at Chicagoland Speedway. With Stewart, the co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing, not eligible for the chase, the organization moved the number 14 crew over to Harvick. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.